my step talking about, oh, no, what happened, Pastor? You do know what happened. You watched my deal too many times, and you got them things, and you locked it up. That's what happened. That should not be a struggle. Can't do it with joy, do it by faith. We do everything else by faith. You might as well do that one by faith. By faith. Somebody else say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Don't give the enemy no room. Cut some stuff off. Ain't no hedge there if you married. No, don't be. You lying. The Lord done called me on a fast for 60 days. You're lying. If he didn't say yes, you could do it, but you, No, 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 no. Come on, y'all. Somebody struggle. But I'm striving. Striving to do what's right. Striving to do the will of God. Amen. We got to strive. Put some strive in you. In other words, strive said what? You got to make an effort. How many of you are making an effort? Amen. You ain't making no effort. You just sitting down on the sideline crying about, woe is me. Don't.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Come worship with us. Enter the denomination of faith, Church of the Living God, 1279 Pickett Road, Leesville, Louisiana. Where God is first and people are always.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I wanted to verify something I said last week about God does not change his mind. God does change what he says, you know. Because I was talking about God is an if. God is if God. God's promises right. He says if you do what he says, these things, just like you stand on God's promises. You can't stand on God's promises if you don't do what God say do. See, that's what I'm trying to get to understand. I might have this a little wrong, but I'm gonna read this from the Bible for you. That God is an if God. And now here I said last week that God will do what he said if you do what he says do. And that's why I was talking about that poem, If. Now it says here in Jeremiah 18, starting at verse 6, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up or to pull down, to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I sought to do unto them, and at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If that nation do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now that same thing, he's talking to a nation, the nation of Israel. If we are in Christ Jesus, we are part of that nation, Israel. That same message is to us, because we are heirs according to the promises he made to Abraham. God made those promises to Abraham, and he's making the same promises to us if we will obey his voice. And this is what I've been trying to say all the time. If you cannot obey what you have not heard or have not read or have not been told, that's why it's important to know the Word of God for yourself, because of the fact that, like the law says, ignorance is no excuse for what you do. Like, you go out there and run a red light, and even though you didn't know that it was against the law to do that, and you do it, you get fined. If the police find you, you get fined for that. You charge you for that, even though you didn't know. You say, "Well, I didn't know." That's no excuse. You should have known better. You should have found out the laws before you got in your car talking about driving somewhere. But God is the same way. He allows for our humanity. He knows that we are. He made us. See, God is offering you something. Like I said last week, when a man offers you, come and give you something, 9 times out of 10 he wants you to do something for him. But God offers you this, and it's not to do something for him. He don't need nothing from you. All he needs from you is your respect, is our respect. I say us, I'm talking about you, like I'm talking to you. He needs my respect too, just like anybody else. We all need to respect God and to live and do as he says. This is the way. Salvation, this is the way to the reward after salvation. Now that's he's talking to a nation here. Now he's talking again over here, and that goes down to individuals too, because just like the promises he made to nations, those promises to individuals, because we all have to face the judgment seat of Christ for ourselves. We're not going to face him as a group. We're going to go as individuals. That's the way he judges us. Now, again, here in Ezekiel 18, starting at verse 27, again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions and that he hath committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be to you, not be your ruin. Cast away you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dies, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. So now, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit is given to us to lead us and to guide us into all truth. So says the Bible in John, somewhere in John. I don't have all this written. Like I say, I don't like to write. But what I say, I like to confirm what I say by the Bible, because, like I said, if we learn the truth is what will make us free. Free from worrying about what they say or what church covenants and all that other stuff is. That's fine, but we need to know what God says about it, because just because it's done in the church don't mean it's God's will. And a lot of us would pray like that. I've heard people pray like that. If it be your will. In some cases, like the case of Jesus, what was about to happen to him, he said, "Let your will be done." And you know, not my will, but your will. Naturally, he didn't want to go through all that punishment, but he said, "Your will be done," because he trusts in God. He knows God. He, matter of fact, before he became the Son of God, Jesus was God, according to the Bible. But anyway, we are to do what God says do, and the best of our ability, because we're not, like I said, we're not going to get it perfect here on this earth. Not anyone, not even the so-called, what the Catholic, the Pope, is not going, he's not going to get it perfect either. But we have to do what God says. And he tells you plainly to study his word. Study, find out what he wants done the way he wants it done, and that's the way you do it. Like I was talking about that epoxy last week, the name of it is J.B. Well. I forgot, it's been so long since I used that stuff. But you get it, and if you don't follow the directions, it won't work. It's very effective. It'll be like stopping a hole in a bucket or something like that when we used to have trying to stick stuff on the tar and stuff on the bucket trying to stop up a hole. But use that J.B. Well on it, and it hardens just as hard as metal. But it won't work just one using one part of it. You have to use the whole thing and mix it like they said, mix it, and it will work perfectly. That's the same way with God's work. You have to mix God's word with your faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, and once you know the word of God, this is how you develop faith, because of the fact that what God says, you believe what he says, not so much of what's happening. All these things are happening around you, but the Holy Spirit has a way, and God has a way of protecting you from the things that's happening around you. Like times when I was out in the streets, I remember incidents and things that I've done, and now that I look back at my life, I should have died. I should have got killed, but it didn't happen. And I said, it wasn't nothing but the grace of God that protected me in these times when I was running around the gambling houses and the juke joints and places and doing things that I thought was just the hustler in me. I was a hustler. I thought that this was my way of surviving. Like I said, I left home when I was 13, and I had to learn how to hustle. But during that time, when hard times happened to me, I didn't resort to crime like some of my friends did. They resorted to crime, and they're still my friends. Some of them are still my friends. The ones that's not dead, now most of them are dead, but they were still my friends in spite of the fact that they did wrong. You know, some things that they did that I just would not do. But it was God protecting me and them all the time, but we didn't have sense enough to realize. I didn't. And I know they didn't either, because a lot of them didn't even know, would get mad if you even say something about God or Jesus. But through it all, God has kept me here in one piece with no scars. Battle scars. I got a few, but you can't see them. Anyway, and through it all, God kept me, and I'm grateful for that. I thank God for allowing me to live all these years, and with a few scars on my body. I understand what my old great grandfather meant when he said, when the doctor was talking about operating on him, he was 90 years old. He said, "Well, doc, I got enough scars on this old body. I think I know. Just don't do it. I'm gonna take this body on back with less few scars as I can." And that old man outlived the doctor. But anyway, I'm just happy to be here and being able to share some of the things I've experienced, and be able to maybe help somebody. And it does my heart good when I receive letters from people, or people calling, or even meet me on the street sometimes. Oh, this guy yesterday, no later than yesterday, came up with a quart of beer, and he said, and wanted to apologize. You don't have to apologize for that. I know what beer tastes like. I used to drink it, and still would take me to drink a beer if I want to, and don't care